Good morning, SP. I'm Amy, and I co-lead with Grace in Fontana House Church. Let's start our service with prayer. Almighty God, you have ordained that the gospel of Jesus Christ should be preached to every living creature, even to the ends of the earth. Please give us ears to hear it and hearts to receive it, so that your word will bear fruits in our lives. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's turn to the Bible, Mark chapter 4, verses 1 to 20. Today we are going to look at the parable of the sower. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat out in the lake, while other people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things by parables, and in his teaching said, "Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on the rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, some 100 times." Then Jesus said, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables, and he told them, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, ever hearing but never understanding. Otherwise they might turn and be forgiven." Then Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then would you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seeds along the path, where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others, like seeds sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seeds sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desire for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seeds sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop, some 30, some 60, some 100 times that what was sown." So Jesus liked to use parables to explain spiritual truth. In this parable, the sower is God, the seed is God's word, and the soil is our heart. The four soils represent four different ways people respond to God's message. And usually we would think Jesus was talking about four different types of people. But I think it could also be about different times or seasons in a person's life, or how we willingly receive God's word in only some areas of our lives and resist it in others. For example, when we are willing to submit to God with our future, but yet we are closed concerning how we spend our money. We may respond like good soil to God's demand for worship, but we could be like rocky soil to his demand to give to people in need. In this parable, all the seeds are the same. God's words are constant. All four of the soil may appear perfectly fine until they are exposed to the seed. A person's life might look great from the outside until they hear the word of God. They are exposed for what they really are. Some hard-hearted, some shallow, some distracted, some receptive. The word of the God reveals the truth about us. I'm going to go into each seed and just briefly discuss upon it. The seeds that fell along the path represent hardened heart. The path is also very narrow, and it could also represent our narrow mind. A lot of the times, people might think we don't need God. We don't give God the opportunity to transform our hearts, and thus God's word cannot grow. We can become easy target for Satan to plant seeds of doubts, negativity, fear, or unbelief. So when Satan come and take away the word, we are prevented from being saved. But you know what we can do? We can shut the door against the enemy. For the seed that fell on rocky places, it represents shallow hearts. Things might look good on the surface, but there's no depth. It is a very superficial faith. It's the surface level excitement, but there is no real foundation. We have an experience. We encounter God of our in our high, but there is no sustained breakthrough. There's no lasting fruit. In order to really follow Jesus, I think it's more than passion. We need anchor faith and real change in our life. Sometimes the spark of the faith can only last for a short time, but quickly fall away when we face temptations, troubles, or persecutions. I like the saying, is where there are no roots, there is no fruits. But God's heart for us is to have enduring faith that can sustain stress in our life. He wants to grow us deeper and encounter him, change from the inside out. It's like a spiritual gym, developing endurance, spiritual resilience, that even when sun came up, the plants would not be scorched or wither because we have strong roots. So I encourage everyone here to allow time to learn and understand God's word. It's not like immediate success, but it takes time. Our spiritual growth will occur when we apply what he has told us to everyday life, when we are really actively listening to his word. The third kind of seeds are those four among the thorns. It represents the shattered heart, the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, the desire for other things come in and choke the work. It makes us never be able to grow into maturity. It makes us unfruitful. I think especially in nowadays world, there are so many things that can just take away our attentions, things that clutter our minds, and we just cannot focus on what really matters. We always do this, do that, running this and there, and constantly preoccupied with thousand little things that seem very urgent, but not important, actually. And we miss the power of the word. So a distracted heart is unfruitful. But what God desires for us is to have good soil, to be good soil. We hear the word, we accept it, and we were able to produce a harvest of crop 30, 60, 100 times than what was sown. The key is we hear, we retain, we remember, obey, and lean into God's word. So where are we now? To me, when I first read the parable, I think it's just a simple concept. It's all or nothing. It's the all as in trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, sort of all in. God knows exactly what we know and how to develop our faith in a way that is long-lasting, and he has the best plan for us. With a soft heart posture and a growth mindset, when we receive his word right, we'll be able to grow and bear fruits. I think it's actually just that simple. Our heart is a spiritual garden that can produce fruits that are pleasing to God. In John 15:5, God said, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruits. God's purpose is to grow you to receive hundredfold fruitfulness. Even if the process is difficult and growing roots with depth hurts, harvest depends on our heart soil. So that's where we develop spiritual resilience, a more productive heart in faith and love. So let God test you, prune you, mold you. Always in progress. You know, it's always a progress. And trust the progress process as well. So let's close our eyes. Let's check our hearts to see where we are today. Have we set our hearts right, positioned ourselves well, and have a heart soft enough so that God's word come, we don't miss it? When we read Bible, do we understand or have the desire to understand the spiritual realities the words reveal? Like how the disciples will ask Jesus later for explanation, would we ask him more? Or do we just glimpse through the pages, fulfilling Christian's duty? Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. Jesus said plainly in Mark 4:9. To truly hear Jesus' words is to really believe in it, to use them in making decisions and change your attitudes, to base your life on them, our work and recreation, our family plans, our money matters. God also promised in Bible, Ezekiel 36:26, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. God wants to cultivate our hearts and transform us, and his mercy is new every day. So let's soften our hearts and ask God to show us where we are this morning. and remember He loved us first. He's our first love. Lord, I thank You for the word that You have planted in our hearts. Thank You for loving us and chasing after us relentlessly, even when we are hardened, shallow, and distracted. We are sorry that we say we will follow You, but yet carry so many burdens. Help us to set our roots deep and live a fruitful life as we yield ourselves to Your unfailing love. Planets, prunes, be glorified through us. Amen.
This is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand, and everything around me is shaking. I've never been more glad I put my faith in Jesus. He's never faithful to generation, so why would He fail now? He won't. I still got joy in chaos. I've got peace that makes no sense. Going under, I'm not held by my strength. I've built my life on Jesus. He's never let me down. It's faithful through every season. He won't fail. He won't fail. He won't.
I'd like to invite us all up to the front so we can pray together as a community. Plenty of chairs.